It is that time to check in with that dude on the Packers beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Fan as our Green Bay football insider. It is the one, the only, Ryan Wood, joining me now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. What's up, Woody? How are you this afternoon, my friend? Oh, I have to actually bring him up on the phone. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button and you weren't on the phone. Let's start that over. How are we doing this afternoon, Woody?
Was I just speaking to myself?
Yeah, it was one of those things.
I hate it when that happens. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I was walking in the park the other day. There were two ladies walking together, and one of them had their dog, and so she stopped to do what you got to stop and do when you have a dog, and the other one kept walking and was talking to her friend for a good 20 feet, who was no longer by her side. I just stood there and watched the whole thing happen, and it's amusing. It's amusing when you actually get to witness that, Woody. I don't know if you've ever gotten to witness somebody not knowingly talk to themselves, but it's fun. I enjoyed it.
I'm all for people watching and dog watching for that matter, although I'm allergic, so I try to stay away from dogs. Dogs have a very hard time staying away from me, though.
That's too bad.
I've plenty of canines.
That's too bad. You've been deprived of dogs your whole life? That's sad. I'm sorry, Woody.
I've like never had a pet.
Woody, what's the mood like in Lambeau right now, going up against a team that Aaron Rodgers has never beaten in a playoff game, and Matt LaFleur has had his own problems. I know that they beat him earlier this year, but that was a different 49ers team than the one that's coming to Lambeau on Saturday.
It is. I just think they know who they are, and they're trying to focus on that. And I'm not saying that they're not, but if you're a Packers fan, you get feeling a little PTSD this week. There's a reason for it, right? Like, it's just, I mean, we've seen this movie before where they're the best team, and, oh, they should go to the Super Bowl, but they don't because they get shock. I mean, the worst type of heartbreak that you can get in this league, a devastating home loss in the playoffs. So I keep going back to the same thing. They've got to show up. They've got to show up. If they show up and they play like who they are, this is a Super Bowl team. But we've seen them so many times not play like who they are, and that's when you get in trouble.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com here on 1250 AM The Fan. Were you surprised by the news that Kingsley Keke was waived by the team today?
Not particularly. He's been inactive for three games. One of those was COVID, but two of those are personal reasons, and he hasn't been around. I mean, he just dropped off the radar. So, it's surprising, maybe. It's definitely not a shock. I feel like especially in retrospect, the writing was kind of on the wall here. I don't know what happened. I don't know if anyone outside Lambeau Field right now knows what happened. This former late round pick that had played some significant football for this team, had been a depth piece on the defensive line. This defensive line, though, is in a better shape than it's been in a long time because of Dean Lowry and his emergence into five sacks this season, half of his career total coming into the year. So they've got some depth there. I don't know what happened here with Kingsley Keke, but the writing was a bit on the wall.
When you talk about that defensive line and being solid, and you brought up Dean Lowry and the five-plus sacks that he had this year, and certainly the Packers have done a much better job of getting to quarterbacks this season than they have in recent years, but you look at what's happened to the run defense with this Packers team over the last 8 weeks or so, and it's concerning, Ryan. If you have your eyes open and are watching what's happening, it's concerning what's happened with that defense, but especially in the run game. And here comes a 49ers team that, and again, not to bring up the trauma of the past, ran for 285 yards for you a couple of years ago to end your season in the NFC Championship. What do you see when you're watching this team that is different about their run defense that teams are able to get off on them the last 8 weeks?
Well, I think, again, first to see this team, you have to get over the PTSD, because every single person remembers what happened in San Francisco 2 years ago. And
right,
even though there are some significant changes, for one, Joe Barry was in L.A. He was not the designer, the architect of this defense 2 years ago. Pretty significant change. Even still, there's that PTSD. Look, the 49ers are going to do what they did, or try to do what they did 2 years ago. They are going to try to attack the edges of this defense, make Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, maybe Za'Darius Smith, probably Za'Darius Smith, and Whitney Mercilus kind of toe that fine balance – between being pass rushers and not losing gap integrity, not getting outside their lanes and giving up massive runs on the perimeter of the field. So you know going in what Kyle Shanahan's going to want to do. They've got to do a much better job than they did 2 years ago of being able to set that hard edge. And if they're able to do that, you're going to see success. If not, here's the other part of this. Again, PTSD, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a team that in their last two playoff losses never gave themselves a chance. 27-0 down in San Francisco 2 years ago, down 18 points early in the third quarter last year against Tampa Bay. This is a team that cannot afford to get in an early hole. One, it's in 15 games that Aaron Rodgers has started and finished this year, they're getting outscored by 40 points in the first quarter. Only 37 first quarter points this season. They've rebounded. Second quarter, they have 170 in those games, mm-hmm. 174 in the third. But if you have a sluggish start, if you get in a hole against these 49ers, they will sit on a lead. You saw that happen last week against Dallas. They will, with that run game, they will milk the clock. They will milk a lead. You got to come out fast this week. You cannot get behind early.
Yeah, I was reading your piece about that this morning at PackersNews.com, Woody, and this is something that kind of, well, like you said, it's haunted them for years in these playoff games that they've lost, but it wasn't a problem in the regular season last year. They were the best first quarter offense in the league last year throughout the regular season. It crept up in the NFC Championship and kind of seeped into this year in terms of the slow starts or sluggish starts that they've had.
It did. It's been kind of the opposite. They were red hot when Matt LaFleur was on his opening script last year, mm-hmm. all throughout the year, and it just hasn't happened this year. I don't know why. It's been a riddle to try to figure out why they haven't had, you know, those 15 games that Aaron Rodgers has started and finished, and you know, the two that we're not counting here, it's Kansas City and last week at Detroit, or 2 weeks ago at Detroit. And that works because, you know, Aaron Rodgers played in the first quarter, but it was a meaningless game. So we're looking at 15 games where he started and finished, and they had playoff implications on the line. Nine of those first quarters, they were scoreless. Got to get points in the first quarter this week. They cannot get behind the eight ball early. It's been kind of the opposite of last year.
Is there any... I know everybody's is excited about Za'Darius Smith and the rest of the guys that are coming back, but given what we're talking about with this run defense, he is a guy that can over pursue quarterbacks sometimes and open up some lanes. Do you think there's any inclination within the Packers to play Za'Darius Smith sparingly, at least this weekend, going against this type of run team, and just as they're working him back into football shape rather than throwing him out there in the fire and leaving themselves exposed for some big runs?
Well, I think it was very interesting last week when Matt LaFleur first, you know, kind of confirmed that Za'Darius Smith was on this path back. He made the point that he's only played 18 snaps in Joe Barry's defense,
mm-hmm.
which was a really interesting point to make because this is January and you just don't consider that. But this is a new defense for him. It's not new for everyone else that's been playing all season, but for Za'Darius Smith, it is new. He has only played 18 snaps in there. Why does that matter? Because if you're an outside linebacker, schematically, the biggest challenge is that fine line between being a pass rusher, letting it loose, pinning ears back, getting the quarterback, and being able to stay disciplined and sound in the run game. That's a schematic thing. It's difficult to do, especially if you haven't played in the defense, and he's played 18 snaps. So, yeah, I think that they're you know, Joe Barry's saying today that the bye week was really big for this team. They practiced throughout it. Wednesday, Thursday, and they were on the field Friday. And for a guy like Za'Darius Smith, getting that work, it was really, really important because it exposed – he not only did he have the 18 snaps against the Saints in the opener, and that's it, he didn't practice all training camp. He had like four
yeah.
practices all year
yep.
before he came back. He hasn't played. He hasn't practiced. There are facets of that position, the pass rushing, just letting your athleticism play, that make it easier to return quickly. But from a schematic standpoint, especially against a team like Kyle Shanahan's run scheme that'll stress you in that area of the game, yeah, it's big.
Woody, I saw Matt LaFleur earlier, and we're going to play Matt LaFleur back at 5:30. here on the Rami Show earlier today, talking to Woody and the rest of the assembled press up there in Green Bay. Again, remind everyone that he has very warm and fuzzy feelings for Kyle Shanahan, and they are good friends. After there was reports of some bad blood brewing between the two friends because of the 49ers' pursuit of Aaron Rodgers last offseason, do you think there's anything there as far as bad blood between these two guys, or do you think it is still as good as Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur would have you believe?
I guess you got to kind of define bad blood. I don't think that Matt LaFleur has a voodoo doll of Kyle Shanahan and sticking pins and needles into it. Like, I don't think it's that level. Right?
Okay.
It's not
fair.
It's not unhealthy. But, I mean, it's not just reports. You saw that handshake week 3.
That's right. Yeah.
Rami, if you and I happen to meet each other on the streets of Milwaukee, we're not doing a blow by. What's up, man? Like, you know, like,
right.
Like, there's going to be a genuine, meaningful interaction. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that. You're kind of leaving me hanging.
No, I would embrace you as warmly as I could, whatever the CDC would allow in these times, right? I would embrace you as warmly as I could.
Air 5 and talk 6 feet away. Yeah, I've had I don't know why. But you know, that was a blow by. We got eyes. We can see. Like, that was, you know, so I don't know if they're sending each other Christmas cards either. I don't think there's any voodoo dolls, but I don't know if they're sending each other Christmas cards either.
That's Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, that dude on the Packers beat. Don't believe me? Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and on Twitter, @ByRyanWood, and every Wednesday and Friday right here on the Rami Show. Always appreciate you, Woody. Thank you, man.
Take care, Rami.
And he joins me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of bankability. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com today.